So far in our series, we've learned how to create new ASP.NET Core Web API projects inside of Visual Studio. In this video, we'll take it a step further and learn how to process those requests that get sent over to our API. Because, well, what good is an API if we can't process the requests, right? And the two concepts that we'll learn about that would allow us to do this are called controllers and action methods. Now, within the context of ASP.NET Core, the job of the controller is to be able to receive requests that get sent over that match a particular path. And now within that controller, we'll have various operations defined that are able to inspect the requests, carry out any necessary business logic, and then also return a response back to our client. And these operations are usually called action methods. Now let's head over to Visual Studio and see how they work. We're going to continue working on that project that we created before. Two things that you'll notice is that we've removed that weather forecast class, and also I've deleted anything that was inside of that controller's folder. Now we'll create a new controller by right-clicking on that folder. I'm going to select Add and then Controller. In the dialog box that pops up, I'll select API, and then at the top, I'll select API Controller Empty. The next thing that we need to do is to give our controller a name. I'm going to call this Recipes Controller. Notice how I have the word controller appended to the name. I'm doing that because that's one of the conventions that ASP.NET Core uses to find controllers. Now I clicked Add, and I have my empty controller here. The next thing we need to do is to add an action method. So I'm going to paste in an action method that I created before. This action method simply returns a list of dishes, and I've added some of my favorite ones, such as oxtail and dumplings. Let's hit the Run button and see if it works. Now that the browser's loaded up, I'm going to select that Get operation. I'll hit Try Out, and then I'll run Execute. And now inside of the results, I'm expecting to see that data that I specified in my action method. So there I could see oxtail, curry chicken, and dumplings. So I guess that means that our action method is working as we expect it to be. Let's close this and head back to Visual Studio. Notice on line 14 that our action method is attributed with HTTP GET. That means that it's going to respond to HTTP GET requests. Also on line 15, see how our method is actually a fairly bare bones C# function. So that means that we didn't need to do anything special to be able to process that request. Finally, I want you to take a look at line 10 and notice that route attribute. It's specifying that our controller is responsible for requests that land on the path API / and the name of the controller. So in this case, it'll be API / recipes. Now you've seen how to create new controllers and action methods inside of ASP.NET Core. In a future video, we'll dive a little bit deeper into routing and see some other ways that you can customize action methods when you're building your APIs.